Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, and recently we've been talking about how WA is transitioning into some version of Hollywood with the amount of movie productions and TV productions that have been getting filmed here, Carly.
Yeah, you can go to LA or you can come to WA because there is so much going on when it comes to our screens. And to walk us through all the amazing projects right now, we are joined by ScreenWest CEO Ricky Bestall. Good morning.
Hello, how are you all?
We're doing well. Talk us through it. There is a number of projects that we've seen. We were just touching before on the Invisible Boys shooting in Geraldton. What else is going on?
Yeah, well, as you mentioned, we've had a bumper of a year the last 12 months. We obviously had Nick Cage down south. We had Ben Feldman up in Derby, the new Stan series that's out. Invisible Boys. We've got Red Rock Run kicking off in the Kimberley in a little bit. And we also launched just this week Scrublands season 2, which is with Stan as well, is going to kick off very, very shortly in a location in West Australia. So much going on. It's fantastic.
Now, why is WA, and this is me not complaining for the record because I love this news, but why has WA recently had so many projects? What are we doing right to attract all these big things to happen here?
Well, firstly, giant shout out to state government that are trying wonderfully to diversify the economy to kind of the creative industries, which is the screen sector as well as others. So I think for a long time, mining's fantastic, but we are now looking to make sure things like the screen sector and different types of sectors are prioritised. So there is money. The Production Incentive Fund, which was launched probably about 18 to 24 months ago, has been a massive game changer. That's a part of state government's kind of commitment to making sure there's an incentive that makes sense so productions are here. But more than anything, we've got incredible local talent. We've got great locations that haven't been seen around the world. And we've got an amazing crew base. So all of those things together make for just a fantastic place for local production to boom, as well as international and national production to kind of base themselves here.
And it's only going to get better, Ricky, because there's been another funding announcement.
Yeah, so the minister wonderfully on Sunday announced an additional $19 million that's going to be injected into the fund. That primarily will be in the Production Attraction Incentive Fund, which partnered with the new studio that's going to land on our doorstep in about 18 to 24 months. We'll just see the production landscape continue to grow.
Wow. Now, to put you on the spot, Ricky Lee, I am curious, of all the films that we've had made here in WA, what would be your favourite one that we've produced?
How can I even
I'll
comment
go
on
first.
That? We've had so many amazing projects. Yeah, go on, you go.
Red Dog, for me, would be probably at the top of my list, but I do love Brand New Day. They're my two probably my favourite ones.
Absolutely. Oh, look, both of them fantastic. I still have the Brand New Day soundtrack playing. Or we made a fantastic film called Mad Bastards in the north years ago too. Fantastic films. We also have incredible documentaries that we are making as well. But we have one coming out soon, which we launched, which I've just managed to see a cut off called Runt, which is based on the Craig Silvey book, which is just an incredible film which people will get to see in upcoming months. So look, there's not a favourite. Pop 11, I had watched quite a few eps and I binge watched a few more last night. It's amazing. It's on screens now. We've got Michael Mosley, which is an amazing documentary about sleep that's premiering at the moment. There's just so many. There's too many to count. They're all different and all incredible, and I can't wait for people to see The Surf as well, which is out later in the year.
I think you've touched on Carly's soon-to-be
favourite
movie.
I cannot wait for Runt. Celeste Barber and a dog. Oh, what more do you need?
Honestly, not giving away secrets, but it is such a beautiful film in post-production now. And yes, I can't wait to share that with audiences around the world.
Now, Ricky, what everyone wants to know is, when are we getting a Hemsworth? I know you've got them on speed dial, Ricky.
I'm working hard. Don't worry.
Okay. If you need me, I can help with a sales pitch. I can host one of them if you need, Ricky, if accommodation's an issue. I'll make up a nice big bed.
We've got a lot of hands up for that.
Okay. Here if you need. Here if you need.
Mind.
Okay. No, but seriously, Nicolas Cage was a big one. Any other big, big Hollywood stars you're currently in talks with?
Well, probably. Look, stay tuned for some announcements. We did have Sam Neill here, who was fantastic in the 12 last year. And also a fantastic bunch of other casts that were part of that. That will be on screens also later in the year. And yes, later in the year, hopefully, there'll be some fantastic
Quick
additional
pitch.
Announcements.
Now, I know,
that's
know
all I can
that.
Tell you.
Now, what about a White Lotus set in WA?
Great show.
Don't worry, I'm trying. I'm trying. We'll look. White Lotus is, I think, every destination in the entire world would love a White Lotus. I think the next series is in Thailand. And who knows? You never really know if there's going to be another one after that. But it's on the radar, and we'll always try.
White Lotus in Broome would be brilliant.
You are thinking along the same lines. Don't worry.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, with a Hemsworth. Go. Throw a Hemsworth in there somewhere. And, oh, what a treat.
I love, like, I just feel like this is Ricky Lee's job, is, like, dealing with grants and obviously, like, trying to get these big projects here. But then the other part of her job is just dealing with people like Carly going,
at dinner parties.
Have you thought about this? Have you thought about this? And she's like, yeah, no, I have. That's a good idea. Yeah, cool.
There might be announcements coming soon, hopefully. Fingers crossed.
If an announcement is made, Ricky Lee, please don't give any credit to Carly. Like, it's got nothing to do with it, surely, right?
Look, I think a lot of people are thinking along the same line. So there's probably 500 people to credit if we ever land something like that.
I love it. No one's ever suggested a Hemsworth, just me? Okay.
Well, it's good to hear that obviously West Australian projects are doing amazingly well. We love to hear it. And we love to hear that you're very busy, of course, as the CEO of Screen West. Thank you so much for your time today. And we're looking forward to seeing more and more projects made in WA.
No worries. Look forward to seeing it too.